We call ourselves the Michiana Sports Leader because we provide you local coverage of the best local sports that we can. We've got Notre Dame basketball, Notre Dame football. We've got Notre Dame hockey, of course, on our radio stations. And for many, many years, we have had high school sports, of course, on WSBT Radio, a great partnership for so many years with Martin Supermarkets. And now we're very, very excited to announce a brand new partnership that we have created. And we are here to announce that during this 2017-2018 campaign, that every single Mishawaka Caveman football game and boys basketball home game will be right here on 96.1 FM WSBT. So Bart Curtis's Mishawaka Caveman, who are going to have a great season. They got a great team coming back. I'm fully confident Bart will have those guys ready to go. Every single Mishawaka football game from the opener all the way to the state championship game right here on WSBT Radio, and then every game at the Cave for boys basketball on WSBT Radio. And Dean Huppert, our longtime good friend, as he's been doing this for a long time as a media individual covering high school sports. We've had him on a couple of times since he has taken over as director of athletics at the school city of Mishawaka. He joins us to, I guess, kind of christened the Mishawaka High School WSBT Radio Partnership. Dean, it's good to be with you, first of all, and we are very, very excited to team up with you guys moving forward.
Well, thank you very much, Darren. Man, are we glad and proud to be part of your team. As you were announcing that and talking about it, I knew what you were going to say, but I was getting chills just hearing you actually say it, because this has been in the works for a little while, and to be able to represent Mishawaka schools and to be part of the WSBT radio program, this is a huge venture for us, and we couldn't be more proud to be part of it.
Well, I know there are so many great things going on right now at Mishawaka High School, and this is just kind of almost, I feel like, icing on the top for you guys, as you guys are doing a tremendous job getting the word out about all the great things that Mishawaka High School has to offer in the entire system. And now to add the sports package, where folks can now know every time they want to listen to a Mishawaka football game or a home boys basketball game, all they have to do is turn on 96.1 FM WSBT. Since this is kind of just being announced for the first time now to the public, I know there's been some behind-the-scenes conversations with this going on. Just from the small amount of people that knew this was coming, do you get a sense of the excitement level of some of the Mishawaka folks knowing that their new home is here on WSBT Radio?
I wish you guys could have been there last night at the school board meeting, because we wanted to let them know exactly what was going to happen, and to see, first of all, the look of wonderment, like, really? And then to see the smiles when they found out exactly what it was, and to let them know that this isn't just about sports. This is about talking about the great stories that are happening in Mishawaka schools, from arts and entertainment and academics and what the great schools of Mishawaka have to offer. When Dr. Spiker and I started talking about this, we said, you know what, this is more than an opportunity. This is a game changer for the Mishawaka schools, because we can tell people when we're trying to attract students in the open school enrollment that this is what Mishawaka schools have to offer. And that could be in the pregame, it could be at halftime, or even some of the special shows. And we already know that the athletics at Mishawaka, when you're talking about basketball and football, we're talking excellence with coaches like Bart Curtis and his assistant coaches. And then you have somebody like Ryan Heklinski already coming in as the new basketball coach. And there's excitement. And you've got some veterans who will know how to deal with the media and know how to talk about the sports and talk about their schools. But when you add AM 960 and 96.1 FM, these are the stations I listened to when I drove around to games for 28 years. And so now to be a part of it and to know that I'm representing and being part of this team, it's pretty incredible. It's actually surreal for me.
Dean Huppert, Director of Athletics at the School City of Mishawaka, joining us to talk about the brand new partnership, Mishawaka High School and WSBT Radio. Every single Caveman football game on WSBT Radio and all boys basketball home games. I guess at this point, why don't you sell us a little bit on the type of football team you expect that Bart Curtis will have this year? I mean, I just threw it out there. It's going to be from the season opener all the way through the state championship game. I don't mean to put pressure on Coach Curtis, but I know he has high standards with his football program.
he sets his expectations every year, and the kids not only buy in at the high school level, but he's been working hard at the camps in the junior high and the elementary, even flag football. This is a program that the parents, that the students, that the administration, everybody's on board with because he does it the right way. He's an Indiana Hall of Famer. You don't have to say much more about that. But the kids go out there, they play hard, they play the right way, and they represent Mishawaka. And that's what we want all 19 of our sports to do, is do it from the ground up, do it the right way, and then have our head coach be the CEO of that program. And that's what Bart is. You don't tell Bart Curtis, hey, this is what we need you to do. He's giving you suggestions as an administrator, saying, you know what, I think we could do this a little bit better, because his mind's always thinking. And again, he does it the right way. So you don't have to worry about that. And to know that the community's behind this, and to know that he's a vice principal at our school. I don't know if a lot of people know that he's an administrator. So by day, he's working with the students. He's working with the administrators. And then he can take a breath and go out and do what he loves out on the football field with amazing people. Our teacher of the year, Ryan Sargent, is one of our football coaches. So this isn't just about athletics. This is about academics and teaching excellence, coaching excellence. And Dr. Spiker said it last night. He said, you know, I've been around this a long time, and this is a significant get for Mishawaka schools, because AM 960 and 96.1 FM, what they represent is exactly what we represent. It's tradition. It's excellence.
Well, let me add this, too. As someone that called high school sports on the station for many, many years, and Sean Stiers is going to be the voice of Mishawaka Caveman sports moving forward, and we'll talk to Sean about this coming up at the start of next hour. He'll call the football and the basketball games. And I mean this sincerely. I'm not saying this just because you're sitting here talking to me, but when you think about all the time I call games, and you have to make phone calls to athletic directors, and you have to make phone calls to head coaches because you're looking for rosters, you're looking for stats. I mean, we're starving for any type of information that we can get as broadcasters. There's without a doubt a couple of schools always stood out that always was on time in providing information. And I don't want to just say it's just these two, but these two consistently, every single time you called, you knew you were going to get great information, and that was Penn and Mishawaka. And when you think about putting something like this together, knowing that you guys are willing to go out of your way, do the extra stuff to get us the rosters, the stats that we're looking for, because I always say this, you know, I think a lot of coaches don't realize that not providing us the information has nothing to do with us as broadcasters. It's about our ability to tell stories about the kids. And when you don't take the time to pass along the stats, to pass along the rosters, return a phone call, it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't hurt me, it hurts the kids who are on the radio. And that's always been the most frustrating thing for me. So when the opportunity comes to have the Mishawaka Caveman on WSBT Radio, I'll say this, Dean. Through the years, Coach Watson and Coach Curtis have always been on time getting us our information. It makes our job so much easier, and that also helps us tell stories about the kids. So that's why I'm excited for Sean and our staff. They're going to be calling these games that we know we're going to get help from you guys, and that really makes our job a whole lot easier.
Well, and you're preaching to the choir there, and I was on the exact same page as what you were, and I was looking for that information, and guys like Jim Aldrich, the former director of athletics at Mishawaka, and Aaron Linsky, the athletic director at Penn, they do it the right way, and they've always done it the right way, and when you make a phone call, they picked up the phone, and I want to follow that example, and I want to be there to provide those rosters, and I've seen a few press releases in my day. I've seen some game nights, so I think I can provide those for you. And we want to work hand in hand and be able to give you what you need, not just a lot of fluff, but give you what you need to have a quality broadcast. And when you said you needed new lights at Steel Stadium, all right, they're down there chopping down the light poles yesterday, so you've got new lights. So you're going to have your spot reserved right there at Steel Stadium. We're going to have new lights. We've actually got new turf this year. It's the grass surface, and you wouldn't expect anything different from the tradition of Mishawaka, but we're going to have an amazing facility for you to work in, and we know the kids are going to work hard. They're going to do their best, and do their best starting out on August 18th when we play Portage at home all the way to the end when we have Penn at home on October 13th. and play the game the right way. And hopefully the community comes out and they bring their headsets and they listen to the radio. And then we're also going to have an internet broadcast for some of the younger folks that want to listen on the internet as well.
Yeah, and I think there's some other things we're working on, too, that we want to provide, and I'm not sure we're ready to announce all those yet, but there could be even something else added to our program list involving Mishawaka sports. So, Dean, I'm not sure where that is, so I better not say anything at this point, but there are a lot of possibilities with our two entities working together, and it's just very exciting to be a part of the Mishawaka family because it is a great fan base there in Mishawaka. The Cavemen support for the football program is outstanding. I hope it picks up for basketball as well. I think with Coach Heklinski taking over, let's hope we get some more folks coming out to Mishawaka games. But at the same time, if folks have to go to dinner, they have to go to a reunion, they know they can turn on 96.1 FM WSBT and catch the Cavemen. And I hope everybody in the community understands that this is a great opportunity now to really get behind this Cavemen team. If you can't make it out to the game, by golly, you know that it's going to be available for you on 96.1 FM WSBT.
Well, Dr. Spiker, our superintendent, and I can't thank you enough, Darren, and your sales team with Brian Miller, such a pro, and Kristen Carlson, they've reached out and said, you know what, we're going to be looking for big-time advertisers, and we'll team up with you, and we can walk in those doors with you together. And then your general manager, Jim Roberts, couldn't have been better in the negotiations, just saying, you know what, what's best for kids, what's best for WSBT yep. Radio, 96.1 FM, and what's best for Mishawaka. He wants to be part of a community, and we offer that, and we can't thank you enough. You guys have been amazing, and to launch this today and to allow us to talk about it on your show, again, it's just a great honor. So thank you very much for everything that you've done.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and it's a great relationship. What, 1 month and 6 days away from the first game, is that right? August 18th?
I feel that train coming down the track, man, as the new director of athletics. That thing is coming at me. August 18th is staring me in the face, and I'm feeling the pressure. I can't wait for Sherry Kaiser and our secretary, Linda Weber, and Ryan Watson to get back in the athletic office so we can collaborate and talk about all the great things that we need to do before that date hits.
I'm sure Watson right now is trying to fix the Cubs. Then he'll be back in the office to take care of the Cavemen, I think.
Yeah, you know what? He's all relaxed right now. He's helped out with our basketball camps this summer, but he's Mishawaka pride and through and through. So to have him as part of the team and to draw from his experience, I'm really looking forward to it this year.
Well, Dean, we look forward to the partnership. We look forward to more of these conversations with you. And again, Mishawaka football, every single game on WSBT Radio and every single boys basketball home game at the Great Cave. I mean, Coach Heklinski talked about it. What a great place to watch and broadcast a basketball game from. All of those activities on 96.1 FM WSBT. And Dean Hupper, you've known him for years from the media circles and now director of athletics at the School City of Mishawaka, doing great things there in a short amount of time. Dean, thank you much. We'll be in touch soon, and I'm sure we'll be chatting probably right around the start of the football season once again.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you have a great broadcast tonight with the South Bend Cubs.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. That's Dean Hupper, Director of Athletics at the School City of Mishawaka. Again, we're very excited here at WSBT Radio. Mishawaka Cavemen football, Mishawaka Cavemen boys basketball at home. Every single game right here on 96.1 FM WSBT. So, Cavemen fans, sit back and relax. We hope to bring you all these games and you enjoy them. Hopefully many of you will go out and watch the games and bring your radio and get the latest on Cavemen athletics. So that's our big announcement today. Very excited. The new partnership with the athletic department and, for that matter, the entire Mishawaka school system on 96.1 FM WSBT.